Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more... Feel your eyelids getting... Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of... When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
Say hello to Hey You, home to the most binge-worthy reality TV shows.
It's reality, 100%.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Snatched, and over 250 more. Ready to stream or download in the palm of your hand.
It just makes everything better.
See it here first with loads of new episodes same day as the US.
I love that.
Hey You, reality on demand. Download the app to get your 1 month free.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Tsakarellis.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Goodbye, Carl.
Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
God, New York City, wow, second show of the night.
What a day.
Wow, what a day. Who was at the early show? Uh-oh.
Hello, people who are about to be kicked out at some point. You wasted trashy motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
Thank you guys so much for being at the late show. We love a good late show over here.
We really do.
There's a guy walking down the stairs with a mop just fucking ready for us. All right. Yeah, boy.
We love. It always sounds like bullshit. We love coming to New York, but we really do. Like, I've been looking forward to this show so much for the past, like, literally, like, 2 or 3 months. We love you guys.
Yeah, this is home for the both of us and a lot of... I've got my best friends here, Brandy, Aileen. Love you, girls. Love you, Michael Brill.
Yeah.
Love you, Poppy.
My cousin Melissa is here with her crew.
We're not even going to do a show. We're just going to sit here and talk about people who
are
here.
We have Dave Quinn from People Magazine is here. Dave Quinn. You guys, I guarantee you guys have all read his articles because he breaks every cool thing that happens.
He just did a cover of me in a tiara getting married to a guy in an eye patch. You remember. You remember.
Oh, my God. I'm like so full of energy right now. I'm like really just like very excited. I'm very excited, okay? I'm sorry. How could you not be excited? It's Crappensgiving.
We're very lucky in what we do in that we're not included in anything.
Yeah. Nothing.
So when we meet people, it's like through actual real means. And you know, we make friends with really funny people who can fucking take a joke.
Yeah, that is true.
So when we bring people out, we didn't beg for people to come. We were like, hey, bitch, want to come be a bitch with us, bitch? And they're like, yeah, bitch.
And, you know,
I'm wearing
like
a hey, bitch shirt tonight.
And you can't have a crappensgiving without, like, a friend, right?
Yeah.
So why don't we bring out, like, a friend for crappensgiving?
Let's do it, man.
Let's bring out a friend. Hey, who's at our crappensgiving doorway? Is there anyone down there?
Oh, my God.
Who's down there?
It's Hannah from Summer House.
Hannah from Summer House. Here she comes. Oh, my God. Hannah Burner, everyone. Hannah Burner in the flesh.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi.
Thank you. Hi.
Welcome.
Yes. I brought some sugar cookies. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. Thank you for coming here. Wait, why don't you use...
Shiva cookie.
Here, use this mic. It's much easier.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Isn't a shiva cookie when someone...
Oh, my God.
Oh, girl, you sure
I'm
did.
I'm in a sandwich of people who make fun of me. It's actually my dream.
Yeah. And your mom is here tonight also, right?
Lenore, where is she at?
Lenore.
Where is she?
She's hot.
Someone else just waved.
She's
someone hot. Goes like this. I'll be your mom tonight.
I'll be your mama.
I'll be your mom. I was like, backstage, I was like, it's so great to meet your mom, but like, now, how can I make fun of you knowing that your mom is like, listens to our podcast? Oh, go ahead.
I said, I'm from Brooklyn. The way we show affection is shitting on each other.
Yeah.
And you guys are my favorite podcast. You got me through last season. And we're just a ratchet couple of bitches right here.
Ratchet.
Ratchet bitches.
Tennis.
By the way, did
anyone see the Summer House trailer? It is action amazing trailer. It kind of got like with BravoCon, they released like everything. It was like, look, Ramona has a new like bucket that she bought. But like, but the Summer, I do have a new bucket, okay? And don't make fun of it. But like if you didn't see it, the Summer House trailer, and I'm not just saying that because you're right here, it's an amazing trailer. And I'm really excited.
I was like making noises that I never made before while watching it. I was like crying, laughing, confused.
Yeah. That's funny because I make noises I've never made before watching it too. Like,
I'm a single woman. I'm a single woman. I'm ready to take over the world. Single Lindsay. Single Lindsay.
Carlito.
I'm like Carl 3.0 right now, so it's like a totally different Carl than was here before.
Yeah,
so.
Carl 4.0 is just like working on getting a new job because turns out you have to wake up to go to the job, so, you know.
Can I do one?
Yeah.
Yes. Kyle. When you said Amanda's arc was season one, was like, Kyle. And then she was like, season two, Kyle.
She's.
I've memorized everything they've ever said about anyone, and I use it against them when I can.
Yes. Are you and Paige still friends?
Yes, 100%.
You better be.
But we did fight.
Oh my God.
And I cried really hard. But you know those cries where like you're crying because of something, and then you remember like when your dad was mean to you when you were five, and
yes.
You continue crying.
I never cry.
Yeah.
You remember
your dad on the tennis court, and you're like, this isn't so bad, Paige. This isn't so bad.
I'm like imagining Paige, like, fighting and crying. Paige would be like, you're a bitch.
With her hand, she was like, you don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know. Fashion for less.
Italians speak with their fingers.
Yeah.
New Jersey
that
understands that, too.
Well, listen, Hannah, as wonderful as you are, and let's see these sprinkle cookies that you brought.
Oh, yeah.
She did not bring these. She's taking
I know.
Credit.
Full on credit.
Somebody else.
Our ladies from Queens actually brought the sprinkle cookies.
Yeah, these are our girls
represent
from Astoria.
Queens.
And it just says peace, love, sprinkle cookies. I can't even say your name. Okay, you know what? They're from you. Thank you so much.
Sorry. But you know, the thing is this. Every good Thanksgiving table needs a tablescape, and all these water bottles are not enough. So let's get this tablescape game up. Is there anyone who can help us with our Thanksgiving tablescape?
I don't know.
Is there anyone?
Kate Chastain.
Oh, it's Kate Chastain from Below Deck.
Kate is literally tablescaping us right now. She did put a candle upside down, but otherwise, this baller table. And a gather sign to top it off.
I don't think that.
Yes.
I don't think that two pumpkins and three candlesticks and a gather sign have ever had an ovation like that. Wow.
We love you.
So happy to be here. Not my best tablescape. I'm feeling very Hannah tonight, but it's wow. Good enough.
Wow. Hannah Burner, of course. Hannah Burner.
How dare you, Hanai?
Hanai.
I'm not great at tablescapes either, but.
Welcome back to the show, Kate Chastain.
Thanks, guys. Hi.
Now, you know, we always love to see you. I especially love seeing you today because they edited a clip out of that BravoCon Watch What Happens Live that I would love you to tell us about.
Oh.
When they had a, hi, I'm Andy Cohen. Today we're going to play a little game I call Quash the Reef. Squash the beef. All right.
Beef. We can redo
that,
right? It's like surf and turf. Yeah. Reef and beef.
Yeah, reef and beef.
So is this true that Squash the Beef with you was cut?
Yeah, it was because, you know what, I did not want to turn it into a Jerry Springer moment because there was so much fighting. I was like, oh, this is not good. I don't want to be a part of this. And they're like, now next up, Kate and Teddy. I was like, oh.
Kate and Teddy?
Kate and Teddy. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Teddy.
And well, then she was like 5 months pregnant.
Oh,
and you can't argue with a pregnant woman.
Your baby's going to be ugly.
Wrong.
So then I announced that I was pregnant. Which is like maybe, because I've been dating a lot. But, So I just was like, congratulations. And I'll be held accountable for all my tweets. And I don't need an accountability coach because I'm pretty fit.
Oh, that's...
That was so good. So during the season, Kate was like, so wait a minute. How are you being an accountability coach when you won't take accountability for being caught in blatant lies? Something like that.
No. It was because she was in a jacuzzi with her husband in Hawaii crying for camera time about how she just wasn't sure if she could, like, her accountability business was just blossoming so much, and she was so, like, stressed out because she didn't want to take time away from her children. I'm like, I just tweeted. I was like, I didn't tag her. I didn't at her. I was just like, you know, I'm pretty sure being an accountability coach allows you a lot of time with your kids. You're just texting. I was being supportive.
And she responded with, hashtag I'm Teddy.
I think there's really only one word to sum that all up.
Huh. I never say that. I do sometimes. That's
like,
my
I do that
LOL.
Once.
That's her version of an LOL.
Yeah, you know you've got Kate.
I think
everyone
I
else is cracking up, and
Twitter.
Kate goes like this.
It's true.
I started my Twitter because of Kate Chastain.
Wow.
She's an inspiration to all of us wordsmiths out there.
Yeah. Wait, can you tell us what, can you like fill us in a little bit more about what happened when you saw Austin backstage at BravoCon?
Yep.
This is insane. I can't believe we're talking about this right now. It's insane. This is insane right now. This is insane, Kate.
You're acting insane right now.
Insane.
Kate.
You're an insane person. We're just at TIFF.
Madison,
you're insane right now.
Madison. So I was talking to Patricia, who's like my new BFF. Humble brag. And all the Bravo people were back there, and it was super fun. And then Austin's like, hi, what show are you on? And I was like, that's fine. But I was like, Real Housewives of Thailand Ocean. Yeah. It's our seventh season. Uh-huh. I've been on Bravo a while, so it's Real Housewives of Thailand. He's like, really? Are you kidding me? I was like, no. And I walked away, and then he like thought about it, and then he asked like a Bravo, is she kidding with me? Like, like, he's like, is Real Housewives of Thailand a thing?
That's what people say about his beer. It's so funny.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Trop Hop. Is that a thing?
That executive said, okay, you should bring his beer on your show. I said, oh, the housewives will love it.
Hannah's like in shock. She's like, oh my God, I did not realize this podcast was going to be like this tonight.
Oh no, I'm enjoying the banter and the dirt, and I'm excited for more.
Well, since it is Thanksgiving, Crappensgiving.
And you know what? As Melissa Gorga says, thank you, baby Jesus.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
We are very grateful.
So before we do our Jersey recap, we do want to talk about maybe some three things that we're all thankful for from the Bravo universe.
Ben, would you like to start?
Yeah, Ben.
Oh. You sure. Tell him, Kate.
It gives me time.
Yeah, okay, gives you guys time. I am thankful for the city of Miami, because without the city of Miami, we would not have so many wonderful Bravo trips, including the trip there by the Real Housewives of New York, where Sonia fell on her face while sitting down.
I thought you were going to say plastic surgery.
There's that too.
That
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Well, they have really perfected heat-resistant plastic surgery there. You've got to hand it to them.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think that I don't understand why we don't have Real Housewives of Miami, because they send everyone there. So let's just have Real Housewives of Miami back. That's what I'm grateful for. Grateful for the hope of Real Housewives of Miami coming back someday.
Are we rotating one at a time?
I don't know. Whoever wants to go next.
Yeah, we're going down.
We're a very formal podcast.
We were doing three, but...
We'll do one at a time.
Just do one, yeah.
Okay, just one. Okay, well, I'm thankful that Summer House is coming back finally.
Yes!
I'm so excited. I'm thankful that I got to...
Yes.
Stop. But these guys have been so fucking supportive. Sorry for cursing. Of Summer House. And I appreciate that so much. I'm thankful for the game of tennis for getting me here through a lot of hard work.
Yeah,
the interviews, the first time I did an interview, they said, just explain your tennis career really quick, brief, concise. I said, cool. They then repeated it every episode with the same photos, like a mini 30 for 30. And now I can't go anywhere without someone going, oh, do you play tennis?
Yeah.
So that is hard. But yeah, I just want to be thankful for that and peeing in the hot tub and getting away with it.
Yeah, good for you.
Girl.
Good for you.
I guess I'm just thankful for vodka and Uber.
Okay.
In that order.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like them both.
Bravo didn't invent that, but they sure as fuck made us more comfortable with it.
This is very true.
This is why I moved to New York and not LA, because I like drinking. And there's just so much driving in LA.
It's true.
Unsafe.
That is true. Here it's like till 4 in the morning. It's still till 4 in the morning here, right?
Pop around. Walk around.
End up in some little club under a pizza shop, not really understand what's on you or why.
Yeah. I saw someone last night who was passed out standing up. I was like, this city really does party hard. Like, he was literally
standing. Yeah, New York knows how to party, for sure. And there's always a pizza slice at the end of the night. It's not like LA.
Yeah. That's true. I'm also
in LA, you're
pizza.
Like, where do we eat? And I was like, there's a burrito shop that a guy got beheaded in last month. We can go there.
Yeah.
Somebody robbed the bank down the street from my apartment with a machete last month. It was so exciting.
Oh.
My mom was like, how's it going? I'm like, great.
I love like an exotic, you know, robbery where like it comes like once every 8 years, like someone brought like a saber into Walmart.
I know.
And you're like, a saber? That's horrifying, but also fascinating.
A saber.
Impressive.
We're just trying to make old weapons fancy again.
I know.
Mine goes back to Real Housewives of New York too. I am really just grateful for the storyline of someone pretending that they quit drinking. Like, that's the best.
Oh yeah.
Because it's like my favorite storyline in real life too. All my friends are like, oh, I quit drinking. Oh, really? Me too. You know? And then Luann opens her fridge and it's like ceiling to floor, like rosé, sparkling rosé or whatever the fuck was in there.
White Claw mixers.
Yes.
It's like, oh, what are you talking
lemons,
about? I totally
limes.
Quit.
And like literally on like the Watch What Happens Live thing when they were like, oh, congrats on finishing up your probation. Literally, it was like Tinsley or
she can drink
she
again.
She can drink again. I was like, yes, that's what we want.
Oh, and then that new one, Leah, that girl was jumping in too. She's like, she's drinking. Did you meet this new Leah girl?
No, but I love Tinsley so much.
I love Tinsley too.
And Dale. Before Watch What Happens, everybody's like trying to be cool, you know. But Dale's like, Kate Chastain, I just love you. She was so fun. Tinsley's so fun. They're the best.
Yeah. Tinsley tries to steal my tennis storyline, though, which I don't love.
Oh, yes. She does.
She did.
I was like, there's so many storylines out there. I actually, what's so weird, Leah, I knew of this Leah girl just like in the city.
Yeah.
She had like beef with some guy on like Raya.
I heard about
the comedian SNL. What's his name? He does Weekend Update. Oh, Michael Che. Her and Michael Che got in like a huge fight.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know. She's
problematic.
I know that she's feisty and
she's fucking
manic.
Problematic.
Yeah, I've seen her Instagram.
Problematic and manic. She's going to be great.
I'm scared.
I feel good about that. I mean,
fight with
it's
Michael
like,
Che?
What's your problem? You don't like white chicks or something like that? It's on the internet. Read it.
Yeah.
You guys might want to check out the new book, The Internet. Yeah. It's amazing.
I would say something else I'm thankful for are, I'm really thankful for like where we've come with handbags, because without modern handbags, we would have missed out on two really important things that happened in 2019. One was Ramona putting like 10 lobsters in one. Like how did that happen? And they somehow like were still good enough for her to bring back to Dorinda. She's like, yeah, here's some lobsters, okay? I got some lobsters from Whopper's house, Dorinda. You want these lobsters, Dorinda? Yeah, thank you.
And then her defense was like, what? It's a party. They told us to take them. Yeah. Said to. They're already dead. Like, what are you going to do? Put in your
some
purse.
Some woman in a wrap dress was selling them, okay?
Just saying.
You know what? She has sort of a butch vibe, okay? So I just took her lobsters.
What?
She doesn't like seafood, okay? So then... But also, we have to really respect handbags because I'm just so grateful for the visual in my head of Candace's mom hitting her in the head on Real Housewives of Potomac. You know, like, that's just, like, the best. So thank you, handbags.
I guess we're going to keep this going. I'm thankful for 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
We're just bringing a storyline that I couldn't have ever imagined.
Perfect.
I want to see like a Real Housewives of East New York or something with him in it.
Fofty.
Yeah.
Sorry, Fofty.
Yeah.
Like he needs to just be on Vanderpump next season and that'll make the show fun.
Gangster.
Yeah. It'd be
great. Fofty.
Fofty.
Also, thanks to Randall for just making like chunky awkward guys a thing on Bravo now. Yeah. I cannot wait for 2020.
Yeah.
He's
on it and he's just like, hey Lala, it's good to be here.
Every time I post a photo on my Instagram where like there's a guy with a beard that's like kind of chunky, like, is that Randall Emmett Films? I'm like,
girl,
stop blowing them up.
My man.
Daddy.
But it worked, right? I mean, like, he made that movie, The Irishman. What?
I think it's too soon to tell.
It is, but you know what? We rip her down so much. Like, build her up in the off season, so we have something to rip down in the season.
She looks great.
She does look great.
I'm thankful for Harry Dubin.
Oh, yes. Harry Dubin. Who here has slept with Harry Dubin? Anyone?
Oh, Harry Dubin.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Everyone's raising their hand. Look, Ben, someone's raising your head up. Someone just outed you for fucking Harry Dubin.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm at a basketball game. This is fun.
I know. It feels like people are going, defense, defense.
Can you guys play basketball?
I love sports ball.
Yeah.
All the sports.
You know that's the way to make me like, it's like the late show. Sports.
My last one that I'll say is that I'm very thankful for.
Goes,
you are
so
adorable. The gratitude is remarkable.
I'm thankful for everyone. No, but I'm thankful also to Mama D for destroying her company and giving it to her daughter on national TV. That was such a power move. Like, I just don't know like how anyone could ever top that. So that's what I...
You know, for people who grew up in Texas, hi, mommy issues, admit it, deal with it, I don't care.
Rhonda.
Rhonda. She took off an L and there was me. So, added an L, sorry. So, yeah, for people with mommy issues from mothers from Texas, like, that is a very specific kind of mother. And yes. To see Mama D Rhonda, come on there and just whip the shit out of her daughter on national TV. I just have to say, bless you. You know, bless you, yes. Rhonda.
Bless your heart.
Yes. Bless your heart.
Bless your...
Y'all.
Someone said that to
bless
us.
Your yes. ass-kicking heart, Mama D.
Bless your heart.
My final thankful thing is a very important one. I saved the best for last. I'm really thankful for sequins.
Mm. Because, right here. Well represented in the audience.
Because sequins were the main thing that carried everyone through BravoCon.
Yes.
You know, sequins are the denim of Bravo.
Yes.
The denim.
Yes. I
they're so
that.
Important.
Sequins really did.
They yeah. are important.
And I want to thank Ben and Ronnie for keeping us humble during this journey.
Right.
And just yes. remembering right. what idiots we all are on this journey of life.
Anna,
and
we love you.
You keep me very self-aware. Oh my thank God. You.
Thank
very
you.
Self-aware.
Very self-aware.
You better not you guys, change in your fucking second season,
I'm
okay?
I'm definitely going to
you better
change.
Still be traumatized by tennis, yeah. God damn it.
Let your bitch flower
you
bloom.
You can't say that word around me. I'm triggered.
Yes. Tennis. Well, you guys, actually what we're most thankful of all is for you guys gracing us at our Crappensgiving table.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
so
you.
Awesome.
Thank you,
guys. You guys, give it up for Hannah and Kate, everyone.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more... Feel your eyelids getting... Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of... When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
There are never enough hours in the day, especially at this time of year when nights grow long and to-do lists even longer. Perhaps the greatest gift you could give this year is time. Not time to do, but time to be. Those are the moments Mojaves are made for. So let someone special slide into our 100% wool-lined footwear and away from the fray and the fuss. Visit Mojaves.com to browse our beautifully crafted range of slippers and give the gift of time well spent.
And for those listening at home, Ronnie has taken off his pants and has his Luann leggings on. It's very important that you have those on right now, Ronnie. Because this is, for those of you who may not know, this is the actual location where Luann had her cabaret show and kicked everyone out of her dressing room. A lot of Bravo history here tonight.
Yeah, for those of you at home, I just took off my pants, but this is I'm very hot.
You are very hot.
Oh, thank you. I'm officially in my pajamas now. I'm in a Hey Betch t-shirt and some Luann leggings. Are you guys going to be okay if we do a full recap at this point?
Yeah. Will you guys still be standing? So,
can you take it?
Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about.
We are so lucky to be here with Real Housewives of New Jersey. What a gift. I mean, who thought that we'd be sitting up here saying New Jersey? I mean, we've been saying that for a long time, but Jersey has had some rough goddamn moments. I'm looking at you, twins.
Yes. Culottes.
Actually, you know what? The twins made an effort. I would like to say, take this chance on Thanksgiving to say, fuck you, Jim and Amber. Go fuck yourselves.
Yes.
Both of you. Fuck you.
Fuck them. Fuck them big time.
Fuck you from now until a million Thanksgivings. How dare you? And God bless your gay son. And that is such beautiful karma. And what a wonderful boy. So fuck both of you.
Yeah, fuck them both. If you don't know what we're talking about, look it up. You'll be horrified. You'll be horrified.
Look up Jim Marchese homophobe and have a fun night.
Yes. So, but you know, New Jersey's come so far in so many ways, but they're still really holding on to the worst B-roll footage of all time. Because once again, the show opens up with shots of dead trees. Wait, who here is actually from New Jersey? Who are the New Jersey people here? Uh-oh. I mean, I know my cousin lives in New Jersey, so I know that, like, you know, we're... She got... This is like... we got the jerseys. But seriously, you guys deserve, you guys are the Garden State, and you guys deserve better than dead trees, okay?
I mean, you're called the Garden State, like garden. You know what I mean? Garden. Garden. Water your trees, Jersey. but these previouslys are, I just have to mention the previouslys because we don't get a lot of Danielle.
Please.
But first we get, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, does like a duck, a duck, it's a duck. A duck quacks, it walks, it's a quacking duck. And then, stupid Danielle, I'm not sitting here with you anymore, trash.
Oh, how could you?
Don't let the minivan fool you. I'm not going to roll over for anyone. Okay, bridge, stoplights, dead trees, McMansions. One kid climbing a house in a mall above a house above a mall in Paramus.
Yes.
Okay.
He's trying to get.
We're at Jen's house.
He's trying to get a glimpse of that iconic Paramus sunset, you know?
And Jen's like, get down from there, you savages.
Savage. Savage Garden State.
Savage children.
Savage children.
And her kid goes, Mom, we're savage children.
And then we then cut to Jackie, and she's in her minivan. She's like, okay, so child who's back there, tell me a funny joke. And the kid's like, what's a bulldog and a shih tzu? A bullshit. Big fan of that joke back there. Someone should tell Jackie her kid already has a built-in audience.
I'm totally a sucker for jokes like that. I'm like, that is hilarious! I did not see that coming.
And then, most importantly, we wind up in the Catania household with Dolores putting this thing, just putting like pants on, and she's like, well, we know with the basic Spank-esque, like the Jersey version of Spanx, and she's like, Frank.
The Jersey version of Spanx. It's like a Snickers wrapper that's taped around your leg. Kidding, so, I'm going to fuck with Jersey as much as
yeah,
I can.
We
just
are,
to see if I'll get my
well,
ass
we know you guys can take it. We know you guys can take it. So Dolores like, Frank.
What, Dolores?
Dolores, what the hell? What do you want? Dolores,
what the hell?
Dolores.
What are you wearing right now, Dolores?
She goes, Frank. It's a faja. Women wear it to train their waist. It's a faja, Frank.
What is a faja, Frank?
It's a faja. You never seen a faja before, Frank?
It's like your favorite comedy club, the haha, but it's a faja in front of the ha.
It's a faja. You know, like the holidays when they say fa la 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 la? Keep the fa, turn the la into a ha, and only keep one of the ha's, the fa la.
I don't know about this, Lord. Jesus Christ. She's like, do not take the Lord's name in vain, Frank. Faha, all right?
The Lord's name is Jack LaLanne, and we all know it. Oh, sorry, Jack LaLanne. Finally, my
horrible.
First Jack LaLanne joke in Crappin's history.
I left. Richie D. brought us the Joe Gorga book tonight as
Richie
a guest.
Richie D., there he is right there.
Hi, Richie D. And I did not bring it up here. Hey, I'm going to ask. Vamp.
Hey. Hey, what's going on? Whoa, I can't believe Ronnie just left stage. I know everyone got excited to be another guest. There's no guest. That's it. Whoa, I'm sorry. I guess I'll have to do my favorite thing, which is talk, okay? Oh, wow, look at this. What happened?
Just covering my nuts.
Did you find it?
Girl.
He is so
this
modest.
Is a lot of women in here, but the guys understand what cold and hot does to nuts. It's like a meat. It's like a blah, 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 blah. My nuts are so confused.
Okay. This is what happens when you wear a faja.
Faja. My nuts are a faja for those of you at home. So I asked him to bring the Gorga book up because it's too good to not read publicly.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Yeah. It's coming.
Like nuts. They're like fajas. Chapter 3, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, never mind.
So the Gorga kids are playing, which God help the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then they bring Melissa breakfast in bed, which, like, respect your mother. She's not eating a fucking pancake.
Oh, look at this.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
it's we got a two-for-one book deal here because tell them what we have here. Tell them what books we have here.
Okay, we've got The Gorga Guide to Success. Just open up to a random page, Ben.
Random page?
It's my sister.
Wait, and also, let's talk about what's the other book we got here?
Like Joe Gorga acts like a guy in acting school pretending he's blind. He's like...
Just any okay. random page.
Here's a random line. This is the first page I opened up to. You took the punishment, learned the lesson, and did it better next time.
What fitting advice. Oh, there's a paper in here. But like I said, when they wanted to meet with us, I figured it was just to have us on an episode or something. It was Melissa who explained to me, no, they want us on the show, like regulars. Oh, yeah, it was a total accident, Joe. And Melissa wasn't there, like, with a veil on Facebook, like,
it's someone who could possibly know Teresa and Joe from their past.
Like, Melissa would wear a veil to, like, sneak around on Facebook, right? Like,
they can't see me.
So I'm looking weird. For something.
What did Melissa ever do?
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Here he is talking about his high school experience. Black, white, blood, Crip, stoner, jock. I was friends with everyone in school. Yeah, I'm sure you're really in with the Crips, Joe Gorga.
I mean, like, literally flip to any fucking page in this book.
Wait, but we have another book here.
Well, Joe will continue to just skip through throughout the show, because that's, I mean, this place wants to be up until 9 in the morning, so we're going to...
Fettuccine Alcala. Oh, this is from Teresa Giudice.
I think this was the year they were trying to pretend it was Giudice, remember?
Annie, it's Giudice.
And he's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard that.
It is Giudice, Annie. Bing, 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 bing. A little pancetta goes a long way. Well, it's pancetta and its American cousin bacon are both made from Pork Valley. They don't taste the same because they're prepared differently. First, pancetta stands there and waits for its cousin bacon to say okay. And then it puts cumin on its face.
I'm just kidding. That's not in there. But it's not as fun to read because you know Teresa didn't write this shit.
Yeah.
That is just a damn lie, Teresa, and we all fucking know it.
So Melissa's in bed for her birthday. And Joe comes up with, like, breakfast in bed. And she's like, oh, my God, Joe. And meanwhile, she has a full face of makeup as if she wasn't expecting this.
How else do you sleep?
Yeah.
Like, what if there's a fire?
And she goes, you know what? Now that I'm 40 years old, I'm exactly where I want to be. I've mastered being a mom. And they just cut to her kids downstairs slamming each other into walls. Lighting the place on fire.
I know. The kids are, like, robbing houses next door.
I own a business. I mean, even my husband has to admit, I'm a badass woman. He's like, slut! Go to your stupid job, slut!
My favorite part was watching Melissa eat her breakfast in bed and Joe staring at it like a dog in the kitchen floor. He was like... He, like, wanted that food so badly. If you go back and watch it, you will see it, and it's amazing.
It's like a man. It's like a man. Because I'm a man. I see some meat. I got to eat it.
So Melissa's going to be throwing her big 40th birthday party. And we get a flashback to her party planner, Larry, who last week was informing us about the idea for the party, which is everything's about a vibe. I know you want to be super sexy, but classy, never trashy.
Yeah, here's the key word. Sexy, not trashy. Classy, not trashy. Eh?
So what we're going to do is have a lot of people in gold and put your eyes real big everywhere. Classy, not trashy. It's a vibe.
I don't need that clip of Larry. I need the clip of Larry where he's like, what slut broke this wine glass and just left it here in the fucking store? What the fuck would do that, huh?
So... So then we go over to Classic Marge's house where she is... We love Classic Marge. How much do we love Classic Marge? Joe.
Look at this. What do I look like at this dress? What is it, a blood clot? Yeah. Which was a nod to Big Business, so thank you, Marge.
Yes.
I mean, can you love that woman anymore?
So she goes, hey, Joe, you want to see something horrific? Here, let me open up my inner thigh and show you an enormous, an enormous welt that's in the shape. It's the shape of the Bergen County. This is what it looks like. Joe, do you want to see this clot? It's been like 5 days already. It's crazy. I got it from an obstacle course that was
Only in my mind is that a big business clip. She's pointing out a bruise and going, is it a blood clot, Joe?
I was happy that we got a Danielle Staub cameo, so.
You're that queen who just sees Danielle's face in everything. Like I know. Those ladies who see, like, the Virgin Mary in a tortilla, you know? I got a bruise. It's Danielle Staub.
How dare you?
How dare you after all I've done
How
for you?
Dare. Oh.
Oh. Pay attention, police.
Police. So, how could you do this when I have daughters?
I just got a Cuisinart. How could you do this?
How could you? She's hanging upside down from like a fucking pole at the... What's that place called here?
Scores.
Scores. Scores. Girl, would you believe I tried to get a job at Scores when I was younger? Not as like a stripper, but I was like, surely you need waiters. They were like, no, queen.
Did you think it was for like scoring like poster board or something like a crafts?
I knew what it was, but like regular restaurants were like, you're disgusting. So I was like, I'll try Scores. They said the same thing.
You could have been in Hustlers. So, so Marge is like drained from Danielle, and we had a flashback to last episode of basically Danielle being like, after 4 years of dating a married man, you finally dignified Jan with a divorce. Which Marge replies with, you know what, prostitutes fuck a lot of married men, and you fucked a lot more than I have, bitch.
My old favorite argument, I'm a whore, but you're a bigger whore.
Yeah, it's great. It works. It works.
I need you to help me today, Joe, because Marge Sr. is looking for an apartment. It's like nuts. She's moved out, Joe. She's moved out. She's looking for an apartment. And it hurts my feelings because I used to be her daughter. And I'm just someone else that she calls Marge. It's like nuts, Joe. What do I do? Yeah. What do I even do about this, Joe?
Joe, it's like we used to have Marge Sr. here all the time. And now I barely see her. And now, you know, I'm just stuck here with Lexi. And Lexi's like, hi, Mr. Governor.
So
she wasn't there.
We go over to Danielle, is that right? Why did I write Dan? Marge is mad that Tree would take Danielle's side over. Oh, yeah. It's Melissa, right?
Yeah.
Talking to Joe Gorga.
Because Melissa...
I was sober when I took the notes,
yeah.
But I'm not as sober as I'm reading.
Don't worry. It's Crappin's Giving.
Sorry, second show.
They're talking about how Marge is like upset at Teresa because every single time Teresa goes after Danielle, and Marge is like, but I have a friend too, you know? So basically that's like what the beef is for this episode.
And Gorga, who's always mansplaining everything to everybody, like he's even mansplaining the woman show to the woman who's the star of the woman show. He's like, you know what? She just needs to understand. It's like Danielle, right? She's just like a dark cloud. She's like a dark cloud. She's always like just a dark cloud over things, right? Like, thanks for explaining Danielle to everybody, Joe. Yeah.
And then on top of everything else, well, Melissa, by the way, is doing this fake concern. She's like, I hope no one fights at my birthday party. And so the other thing is, of course, that Teresa and Jackie have their continuing feud because Jackie was like two episodes ago, was like once again was mentioning that there's rumors that Teresa is like banging the super hot pool guy, which I support. And everyone knows it's true, but everyone wants to stay on Teresa's good side because Joe goes, you know, the cheating rumor about Tree, I mean, it just only looks that way. Only looks that way.
But bitch is getting a pool for like $3. She's fucking that guy. And God bless her for it. You know, we've seen so many people on Bravo and in real life fucking for free. Get a pool. Get a pool.
Get a pool. Get a pool.
So, Melissa's like, I believe, but you know, this is such a housewives line. I believe Tree personally, but Teresa didn't want Jackie at the obstacle course party. This fucking show.
Yeah, could you ever imagine? So Joe's going to go talk to... His thing is that he's going to go talk to Teresa and tell her to, like...
You got
to
sit down with my sister. She's a ticking time bomb.
She's a ticking time bomb. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have her meet with my old friends who were Crips, and we're going to do a scared straight.
Crips, Bloods, I was friends with them all.
Yeah.
So then we get my personal favorite clips of Jersey No-No the Task Rabbit.
No-No. No-No in the kitchen. Cook more, No-No. Cook more. Oh, she's back.
Bring, bring. Teresa's going,
what you making? Baklabas? I want some.
Bakla, bakla, bakla.
Bakla,
baba.
Yeah, what
baba,
you making? Baklabas?
Fala, fala.
My new, this is how you pronounce my last name. Baklabas.
Andy's like,
I don't think that's it. Baklabas, I said.
Never heard that.
I think she's, yeah. So she's, so he's like, she's like, baklava, and he's like, yes. She goes, oh.
Can I try some?
Bing, bing, bing.
And he's like, yes. And then our other bring, favorite
bring,
tradition.
Bring, 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 bring.
Hello. You have received a free call from an inmate at the Clinton Correctional Facility. Would you like to take a call from...
Jow! Yeah, I'll take the calls. Hey, Joe Baklabas, what's going on? How you doing over there?
You know what, Tree? It's the same old shit here every single day, you know?
Single
it
shit.
Gets hot in here. I try to open up a window and escape, and people are like, what no, you fuck? Can't escape. And it's only like in trouble.
So what?
They put you in the shoe.
Sucks.
They put you in the shoe.
You know how it is? Not well, bitch. That's how. That's how I am. Not well, bitch. So she's no, no.
No, no's like, oh, you want to come over and eat?
He's like, quiet, no, no. Get back to Bacala.
No, no's fucking. No, no is fucking with Judice in ice.
He's fucking AIDS.
It's only this show. Hey, ask him if he wants to come over here and try some Bacala. Not funny. All right, not funny, you
not
all fuck.
Funny.
That ain't funny.
So, Joe, are you okay in there? You okay in there, Joe?
Am I no, okay? I'm not okay. It fucking sucks in here. Yeah. You know what I'm doing? It's fucking wasting my life in here. That's how I'm doing. It's fucking ridiculous in here. Yeah.
They want to separate us now? Like, we're married 20 years. We got 4 kids. All right. They want to destroy 4 kids. I'm like, oh, you could have, like, you know, you did commit a crime. So, you know.
They want to break the hearts of children. That's how I'm doing.
You know what? I'm here now and I'm getting deported, and that's all there is to it. I'm getting deported, and I definitely do not have a woman on the side that I'm going to go get reunited with. Definitely not.
Did not just call you a cunt fitness to a lady in the hall for no reason.
Yeah.
All right, it was caught on camera. Who cares?
Teresa is so confused by it. She's just like... It's like someone just explained to her what a salamander is.
What?
Teresa, when she's talking to Joe on the phone, really looks at the phone like confused and disgusted. She's like,
she's still amazed at technology.
Almost choked on my own spit.
That means it's working.
So guys, I have to mention this in the middle of the show. Sorry, did we have the recap? Okay, so years ago when we first started coming here, we were laughing that in the cabs when you get in, it's
hi. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio. Make sure your seatbelt is on.
Whatever. I thought that was the funniest fucking thing. So today, I'm at 23rd Street. And you know how in where we're from, and in Los Angeles, the glamorous city of Los Angeles. So when you go to a cross the street thing, a crosswalk, you press in, it's like...
Yeah, it does.
And that's when you can walk, right?
Yeah.
So here, the one on 23rd Street is like, walk,
cross 23rd Street now. Walk across, do it.
It's like, what the fuck with this guy?
That is Joe Giudice in every crosswalk.
Yes, I need Joe Giudice on every crosswalk. Like, you know what? You could walk right now. Who gives a fuck?
Gives
I
a
literally
fuck?
Don't
Who
care.
Who gives a fuck? I know what?
Die right now or don't.
I don't care. You can walk across that
fuck
thing.
This.
I don't care. No one's getting out of here anyway. I'm in the shoe.
That's the funniest shit I ever heard. Walk! Walk! I want to hack that shit.
So I love that Joe Giudice is like, he's been in jail for like 3.5-4 years, and now is in an ICE detention facility, which we know is like no walk in the park. And Teresa's like,
the phone calls are just getting very draining.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize that you had it hard here.
Yeah, Teresa's complaining. She's like,
you know what? I know he didn't like it, but you know what? He's the one who did it, so he needs to sit there and deal with it.
And this is By the way, this is her laying the groundwork for the divorce. Because when she says,
Joe needs to sit it out and fight for his daughters, this means that she's going to say, you didn't fight for your daughters, so I'm going to leave you.
Mark my words, everyone.
Well, yeah. And another thing about BravoCon, when they had that, like, 80,000 people on stage, and Teresa, or wait, Caroline is there for, like, 5 minutes because she didn't want Teresa to beat her up, remember? Caroline and Lisa Vanderpump were both like, okay, that's our segment, goodbye. Like, they left. But Andy's like, so what about this Watch What Happens Live, Caroline, where Teresa said that you were basically the one who called the cops on her or whatever. And Caroline's like, you know, Wendy, it's sad to me. Because I know this woman. For years I know this woman. I know her. Like, you know who I know? That woman. And I feel for this woman, Andy. But at the same time, fuck you, you fucking bozo. Who the fuck are you to say that about me?
So their time is running out on the call, and Joe is the sort of person who yells at technology as if it means anything, because, you know, they're talking, and it's like, you have 1 minute left. He goes, oh, you know what, all right, you know, let me call you back.
Phone.
Stupid phone.
Stupid fucking phone.
Stupid phone. But the phone doesn't care. The phone is literally an inanimate object. Like, why are you yelling at it?
And Teresa's like, I can't take the dramas. And then Nono goes, your husband. Your husband. He never do anything right.
I slap at your husband.
Never. 6 times, I tell him. Go make a citizen.
Go.
He never go.
And you know what? He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Nono needs to host some Watch What Happens reunion shit.
It'd be Nono, like, standing up there, like, call me up tonight. We have Dorinda Manley. And we're playing the game Gay Shark Has a Crotch and Salsa. And that just cuts off. Like, wow, even Nono can't do it. Wow.
God, those interstitials are harder than they seem.
Yeah.
So North Bergen County.
North Bergen County. Who's from Bergen? We got one person from Bergen.
So Margaret is with Marge Sr. And it's like, Mom, all right, we're gonna leave the car. Mom, take your keys. Come on, Ma. Come on.
Come on, Ma. So they're going to look at apartments for Marge Sr. And so this real estate agent comes over and he's like, welcome to Duchess. And you know Marge Sr. was probably like, Duchess of Dicks. Duchess of Dicks. It's catching on. It's catching on. It's catching on. Duchess of Dicks.
Duchess of Dicks. Duchess of Dicks. Danielle.
Okay, Danielle.
The rent is free. All right. The rent is a sloppy third. So the mom's like, hi, I know you go this. Just kidding, it's Dorinda. Yeah. Sorry, do we have a thing
Dorinda
for Marge's mom?
Marge's mom just speaks like this.
What if it was Dorinda? She, hey, nice seeing you.
Here's what I need. You know what I need?
Look at you, baby.
Here's what I need. Thank you. You can just.
Oh, thank you, drink lady.
All right. Here's what I need. I need a place where I can hang up my sex swing and I can invite Maury Povich over for an inviting night.
Yeah, so the mom's like,
this is much closer to the city, Marge. Look, like, the ferry's just right there, Marge. She's got like the same guttural talk, but it's a little higher, Marge.
I like that. That's really good.
Right? It's good.
Yeah,
we're just coming to like right
a,
here.
Like a everywhere. Muppet Dorinda. Like, oh, Muppet Baby Dorinda. Oh, Marge.
So, of course, the guy's like, this is 900 square feet and $33.50 a month. And she's like, it seems a little small. I'm going to say that. It seems a little small.
So, they look at a bunch
that
of places.
That felt really good.
That
Thank
was
you,
really
new
good.
Marge Senior.
That was a really good Marge Senior. I think that's like.
I don't know that it was good, but it feels really good.
It felt nice. I felt
right
like you were.
Set. Sorry, your time is running out on this phone call.
All I have to say, ciao. All I have to say about this place is that the pool had a giant chevron in it, and I just was thinking Reza. Like, Reza was like, oh my God, it's a pool for me. That pool is so Persian.
You gotta love Reza tying himself to, like, a gas station symbol. So they're looking for this, like, fantastic apartment, and the mom has a new job as a bookkeeper in the city, so now she's like, okay, I'll spend $6,000 a month on an apartment.
Yeah.
What do you all pay bookkeepers out here? Jesus Christ, I'm wasting my life. I'm giving blowjobs in the alley for, like, $5.
So yeah, so basically Marge is trying to kickstart a storyline where she's feeling neglected by her mom. So that's basically what's happening here at this House
You should
Hunters.
Be neglected by your mother. She did her job, okay? She's busy.
Well, you know what, though? I'll tell you who's not neglected by her parents. Dolores. She's at Spiga with a dad.
Dolores' dad is so everybody's dad.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm hungry.
Like they even got dad. The wine ready for us. Okay. Okay, I like it. He's wearing like a blazer with like shoulder pads that go out to here.
And that's how you bond on the East Coast, where the dad's like, I'm hungry. And she's like, I'm starving. He's like, but I'm really hungry. I'm really starving. What, do you want to have a fight? What, am I hungrier than you? You're starving? I'm like, I'm starving hungry. There, sit with it, dad.
He is the most dad of all time. He even has the most dad response to, what did you do today? And his response is, I went with your mother to Costco.
Yeah.
They started the sale today.
Costco is a sale.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I just like the sale. The mystical sale.
Got mythical. Stuff for the kids. And she's like, good to see you. Cheers, dad. And he's like, God bless, hon. I'm glad you found the time.
Yeah. So, Dad, what'd you get? Huh? Clothes for the kids. I got a box of cornflakes, but it's actually two boxes in one, and one big box, so...
I don't know if we'll go through it all. We might go through more if we ever saw you.
Yeah. You know, the Kirkland brand is very good.
Hurtful that I have to eat it alone most of the time.
Most of the time. It'd be nice if I had friends or a daughter.
So the waiter comes over and he's like, hi, today's special is zucchini fires with mozzarella, parmesan, burrata, just some Crisco oil will pour down your throat. Do you like that? And I was like, I wasn't here yet when I watched this, and I was like, I cannot fucking wait to get there. I cannot wait.
Yeah,
they see a fat person here, and they're like, you're the economy, sir. Get in here.
Well, my dad went in for an eye check, and it turns out he had plaque behind his eyes. He's got 3 clogged arteries, so trying to get him to eat better.
What kind of test is that? You have plaque behind your eye, you have 3 clogged arteries.
And then, of course, Dolores...
My doctor is such a lazy whore. I'll tell you that much right now.
You know, my dad, he's tough, you know. Like, my dad, you know, he goes to Costco... He's been dragged by cars. He's been shot at. He lost his keys in the couch cushions once. It's a tough life. I'm like, wait, you just said that he was dragged by cars?
And Dorinda, I'm so sorry. My dad's a tough man. So she's like, you know, his condition, it's horrible. Plaque behind his eyes. It's called the Widowmaker. I'm like, you better watch him around Danielle, because she'll be on that shit like white on rice.
Oh, really? And meanwhile, there's still like...
That's like what Danielle searches for on like Tinder, you know? Widowmaker.
That's her porn.
Widowmaker. Yeah. Plaque behind the eyes. All right. Got one 3 miles from me.
How could you do this to my eyes? Meanwhile, he still gets the pasta with the cheese. I hope you all saw. Because I saw it.
So just now unbutton my pants a button to like accept it.
So now he's like, so how are things with David? How are those going? Is there any end to the tunnel? Have you guys actually had your first kiss yet? No?
Yeah. And Dolores is like, well, you know, Dad, he's building a house. He's building it to my specifications. And I reserve the right to say, fuck you, loser. I'm not going to do it. Or I enjoy your tire work. I'll move in. That's how it's going. And he's like, but are you in a relationship? She's like, who fucking cares? Okay, I'm getting a house. I'm finally getting pebble tiles in a house. That's how my relationship's going.
Let me tell you something, Dolores. Time is the most important thing you got. And a Costco card. A Costco card will help, too.
Costco card.
That will help.
Time at Costco. That's the most important thing in life, Dolores.
So now we go over to Jennifer's house, where she's making bulga.
Bulga. You want to help me make the bulga?
Anyone want me to help me? Hey, you savages, get off the wall.
Get over here.
I'll buy you something off Amazon Prime if you help me with the bulgur.
Want to make the bulgur?
You mean booger?
Like, yeah.
Booger. She's like, no, like the rice.
I'm like, oh my God, you're all hopeless.
Yeah.
How are you making this every day? Every Arabic family knows every day you're making fucking bulgur wheat. They're like, it sounds like boogers.
Shut up. You're disgracing your country.
That's what we'd say in my house.
So then meanwhile, while Jen is like making her bulgur, Bill is sitting there like... Really? Oh, thanks. Tell me more. Tell me more. Ooh, that's some good tea. Anyway, thanks, friend. Bye.
So Jennifer's like, I might need your help. I went to an obstacle course. So then I told the girls about Gabby being bullied. And Margaret was like, well, how do you see things happen with your kid? How do you feel someone put your video on social media? And I said, that's bullying.
And then Bill goes,
Bullying.
Bullying is a big word.
That's a big word, mama.
It's a big word. Huge. Huge word.
Oh, I would hate it if someone came and bullied me. Little Bill. You big bully. You big, big bully. Stay away
from
me. Stop
bullying me. Bully swing. So then Jen's like,
you know what we should do? We're going to show Gabriella, our bully daughter, the bullying video and see what she thinks about it.
Meanwhile, by the way, I just want to point out these poor kids are sitting there eating bulgur and like steamed broccoli. They're like, ugh. So I take notes on the important stuff, okay? So they show Gabby this video where Jennifer was, you know, being the comedian that she is.
Make fun of her! Make fun of Jackie's a dumb skinny one. Everyone hates her. She's like, yeah. I'm making fun of Jackie right now. She's stupid.
It's like obviously bullying her.
Yeah. And now she's like trying to rebrand it as, I impersonated her because I'm a comedian. That's like my hobby.
So Gabriella sees this video and she's like, That's fucking bullying, you fucking twat. Like, who the fuck? It's fucking bullying. That's horrible, mother. My gosh. Like, what?
So then we cross cut over to a store. Like, Margaret's there, and she's just, like, in a full-on Margaret Josephs thing. She's got, like, weird patches of white fur everywhere, like a poodle, but also weird, like, cutouts, like, all the way down here, you know?
And she's just, always walking like she's carrying a little tiny purse above her shoulder. Yeah. She's like,
oh, what do we have here? Okay.
She's not even walking. She's standing in the same place like, ha!
We're here shopping for
Invisible
Purse. Birthday.
Invisible Purse.
A friend needs something. She's turning 40, which is nuts. Which I was 40. You know what? You're as old as you feel, which is a lie.
It's a lie.
Feel 90. Classic Marge.
It's for you, Joan. So Jackie joins her, and they start talking about like Jennifer and like how she's like, and like they're talking about age and how they don't like Margaret's like, I don't feel the age difference between any of us except for Jennifer. You know, I mean, like she never got out of high school. She's like a child. That's for you, Joan. For you.
See you, Joan.
For you.
Okay, so doing this little tiny purse walking thing, I have to bring this up. I'm sorry, the show is so long, but I have to bring this up.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
it's a long day.
Your Uncle Ronnie never leaves.
It's the, okay. the grand finale of Ben Roncon, you know?
Okay, tiny purse made me think of Heather Dubrow. Because remember that fucking black-eyed monster on Real Housewives of Orange County, Heather Dubrow? So she had this, oh, don't you owe Heather Dubrow. How dare you? Don't you even start. I'll get booed on anything, but not Heather Dubrow. So Heather Dubrow, we used to always make this joke because her assistant would walk like her, talk like her. They came in one scene carrying like a tiny purse, like doing this at the same time.
Yeah.
And did you see that drama just on this?
Well, actually, I don't know. I don't know anything. I actually don't know anything. Tell me.
Okay. So the assistant, Heather Do Two. Well, she Heather Two Bro. Two Bro.
Two Bro. Heather Two Bro. The second. Heather Two Bro.
The second. So Heather Two Bro just had a baby. You know, I don't want to say mazel. Who says that? Jewish people. Also Andy. I'm not doing that. But like, hey, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks for contributing to the economy is what I mean. So she just had a baby. And, you know, it's very emotional or whatever. But she's all over Instagram like, all right, I can't talk about this. I just don't want to hurt her. I don't want to hurt her. But it is so hard. So everyone's like, oh, my God, what happened? Heather totally fired this girl right after she had a baby. So it's this
wow.
huge.
Wow. It is so good, you guys. Did Heather Two Bros sit in Heather's chair? Because that can happen.
Well, we still don't know what happened because Heather Two Bros like,
you were not a good employee. And that's it. And I'd like you to leave my house right now.
I threw that girl a shower. I gave her gifts. I know Reba McEntire. So I still don't really know what's going on. But Two Bro came on crying on the internet. And then people are like, how dare Heather Two Bro treat you like this? That podcast is nothing without you. And I was like, that podcast's still on? God bless this internet.
I didn't know she had that podcast. Well, good for her. I'm sure it's great.
And then, apparently. And then, apparently, Heather, like, threw her a shower, did all this stuff. But then from Heather's camp, regular Two Bro, they said that they gave this girl maternity leave and then offered her money to just stay there doing nothing. And this girl still said no and is just trying to cause drama on Instagram. Anyway, I cannot repeat it as funny as it is. Follow this idiot on Instagram.
I'm very invested, and I'm very excited to follow this as it develops. Yeah. Breaking news. Okay, so either way,
it's
basically...
better in my head. It's like, that is amazing.
No, I'm glad you got that out. I'm glad you... I could feel like it was, like, in you.
Yeah, now I'm done.
It needed to come out. Everyone, thank you for... Actually, I'm very into it.
Continue.
Okay. Well, so anyway, so basically right now where it is that they're talking about this video, and Gabby is basically like, Mom, you did bully, and so now Jennifer is doing this thing of like, even though she called me my children spoiled and said she was a tacky and said like made fun of me and drove a minivan.
Yeah, her daughter's like, yeah, you're still an asshole, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just apologize.
I'm sitting on a throne right now while I'm saying you're an asshole as your spoiled child.
So, more importantly, we now go to Teresa with the pool guy, who is my favorite.
Tony the pool guy. Tony the tiger.
Yes.
So she's like, when's the pool done?
You know, Teresa calls you every day, like, is it done yet, the pool?
Is the pool done?
What's so hot?
Is it done?
So, she's like, how's it coming, Tony? He's like, fast. And she's like,
Tony. How long I know you.
It's like, do we have to have this conversation every single time? We're fucking. It's okay.
And she's doing it in that voice that Tree thinks is flirty, but it's not at all. She's like,
how long I know you, Todd?
And her hand is fully on his wrist, and the camera just zooms in on it, like, oh, you know?
Those two effect. Like, as early as this morning. Like, yeah. Those two are basically currently fucking in this scene. It's weird.
And Teresa's like, hey, Tony, how come we never did that prom thing together? Why didn't I take Tony's to prom? It's like, because for some reason you were attracted to Joe Giudice, of all people, and left this hot guy out there for 25 years.
No, he's like, because of Joe. She's like, Giudice? He's like, no, Gorga. He's coming right up here, up the way. Gorga's like, hey, good to see you, Tom.
Hey. I just saw some Bloods and Crips over there. We had a great time.
Nuts. Good to see you, brother. So then Tree explains the reason she didn't marry Tony, and it's so funny. She's like,
the reason I wasn't with Tony, I really like Tony, and we were supposed to go to the proms, but then Joe Giudice didn't like it. So I married Joe Giudice instead.
Worked out well.
The fuck show? Seriously? Yeah.
So Teresa's excited that she can pay for this pool herself. And then she says something very depressed. And she goes, you know, because I'm a New York Times bestselling author. It's like,
10 times. 10 times.
All right, let's open this book. Look at Teresa with the pestle. Like, she knows what the fuck is in there.
She's holding the pestle like it's a pencil. She's trying to write something.
She thinks it's the TV remote.
Crack-a-lackin. If you don't have a mortar and pestle, you can always crush whole peppercorns using a baking sheet and a heavy pan.
Like, no shit, Teresa.
Yeah.
If you don't have a pestle, you can also crush things other ways. Pastella 10 times.
It's taken me 3 books to finally get to gnocchi. But it was worth the wait.
Yes.
I always thought it was spelled N-O-K-I.
Wow.
It's my favorite kind of phone, a Nokia phone, you know?
I think we literally just sold hundreds of books because that is my kind of book.
Finally, I got the Nokias.
So then I love that they have this, like
very, my notebook.
I love that they have also this, like, very, like, they're like, Tony's like, hey, Joe, guess what kind of stone your sister got? Hey, tell your brother. She goes, and Control goes, let me guess. Marble.
Marble!
I was like, why are we seeing this?
Say bye, Tom.
And Gorga's like, look at you. You want to bang him, huh?
And inside, Nono's making a sound like, oh, Mata tosta sale before they get inside.
I'm going to take this salad upstairs.
Yeah, he finally figured it out.
My abs still hurt for the obstetrician course.
So the obstacle course, I heard you had some drama at the obstacle course. And she's like,
Margaret called Danielle a prostitute. That wasn't nice.
Yeah.
Like, you were first. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
So Gorga's like, you know what? 4 to 5, you know, who's four and a five got a problem with one of them.
So I'm trying to do Gorga math in my head. Imagine if you got the Bloods and the Crips and the Jocks and the Dweebs and they all hate like one person. Okay? That's what's going on right here.
Don't be naive, Teresa. Watch your back. She can manipulate you. And Teresa goes,
she knows better.
He goes, open your eyes. Watch. He goes,
they are.
No, open them. No, don't wave your hand. Open your eyes. Oh, okay, now you're doing splits. Okay.
Margaret rags on Danielle a lot, and she gets physical, Joe. She gets physical.
I'm like, Teresa, you're really not the one to be throwing these stones.
I know.
Sit down, ma'am. So he's basically like, we're having a party. I don't want no drama at the party, all right? Here's what I want to do. I want to go up the guys. I want to touch their nuts, and I want to be like, hey, you get some lately? You got some poison in there? What do you want? Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. Do it.
It's not Jerk a theme. It's a vibe.
Do it right now.
So now they're all getting ready for this big party. Everyone's like going there, and Jackie's with her kid. They're getting ready to leave from her place, and she sees her kids, and she's like, "Hey, kids, you know Joey and Gino's mom, Melissa. Guess how old she turned?" They're like 50.
50.
That's how you make friends with Teresa. Have your kids call Melissa 50 years old.
Yeah, no kidding. They've all got like dollar bills with Teresa's face in their pocket. So Marge is on the phone with Marge. And she's like, Mom, how you doing? She's like, I'm getting glamorous, Marge. I'm looking really good for the party, Marge. All right.
Marge Senior, I don't want you to break a cankle, okay? I want you to get there, okay?
So then we go over to Dolores and French.
Yeah. Dolores wants Frank to wear skinny jeans to this party. He's like, Dolores! Dolores!
Dolores!
I got calves the size of watermelons. I can't put skinny jeans on. Who do you think you are, Dolores? I can't put these things on. Man, okay, Dolores, you're crazy.
She's like, well, David wears them. He's like,
David, you don't got no legs.
I need a faja for my calves. So...
And Tree to G and the kids, yeah? Is that where you are?
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
So Tree's like,
so Melissa didn't invite Danielle, and now Margaret's mad at me because she says I'm always sticking up for Danielle.
And then fucking Gia, who's like Sally Jesse Raphael all of a sudden. Gia's like, well, all you have to say to Margaret tonight is, I have your back, but when it's 4 against 1,
I'm going to help out the one that needs help. It's like, who raised you? Get the fuck out of this family, ma'am.
Teresa's like,
but I just got to Noki.
Can't Teresa figure it actually out. Goes,
ah. Yeah. She's like,
I loved it. I wouldn't have said that. I wouldn't have said that. I loved it. I loved it.
And Gia's like, well, what would you have said? Like, oh, I don't know. I'm dumb. I don't know. She's like, yeah.
She said,
I don't know. I would have said, that's my friend. Go fuck yourself.
It's just like. So then Jennifer is telling Gabriella, poor Gabriella just dragged into this show.
I know.
So Jennifer's like,
remember my 40th? All the bulgur in the world.
That was her theme.
Bulgur.
All the bulgur in the world.
It's the enchanted under the bulgur sea dance. So yeah, she's like she wants to do a trip for her 40th, and then we get a flashback of Jennifer with Bill, and she's like,
oh, Bill, I want you to come on the 40th bulgur birthday, but I know you can't take off for work. And he's like,
Can I or can't I? So Jen's like,
so I was thinking about what you said about bullying. So I'm going to tell Jackie, sorry you're offended, you stupid skinny slut.
Gabriella's like, no, Mom, no.
Yeah.
Just say I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry you're stupid, you slut bitch. Dumb, dumb, I'm richer than you. My husband just squeezed fat out of my back this morning. What did your husband do? Lima?
She's like, no, Mom.
I went to Bangladesh to buy a coaster, okay? What did you do?
She's like, Mom, don't. How about just apologize and don't say but? She goes, but defends my point of view. She's like, are you there to defend yourself or are you there to apologize, Mother? And I was like, you know, all these, like, Nono, Gia, Gabriella, they are just killing it with logic this episode.
But do you know what else that kills? Bravo.
Yeah.
Get your logic out of here, okay? What's right? What's wrong? Shut up, stupid kid. Go to school. Mind your business.
So now, the event of the century. It's time to go to Melissa's birthday party. So we go to this event space that Larry did. And basically, it's like someone's office. And they took the Xerox machine and the cubicles out. And they put a picture of Melissa in every window. And there's gold accents. And Melissa's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And there's like still like a janitor moving like a water tank at her.
I know, I like that it's Melissa's picture in all the windows, and she goes, oh my God, you can see Jersey. I was like, yep.
Well, Larry even says this. By the way, if your party planner ever says this, you know you have a problem. He goes, just in case you get homesick, you can still see Jersey out your party.
Welcome to Paris.
Someone goes,
we filled
the
window with a picture of El Paso for you.
Enjoy. Also, everyone's dressed in these, like, strange... I mean, I know that parties people, like, they always, like, dress people in strange costumes, but it looks like there's going to be some acrobatics very shortly. I'm like, it feels like this very strange circus is about to happen in gold. Gold!
It is. And then the special guest stars that are supposed to be so exciting, they're like, hey, look, it's Lisa and Buddy, the cake boss.
I know. Hey, there's Joanne Spinacucci, who was on season 3 of The Amazing Race. Hey, you ever see that show, The Deadliest Catch? There's someone who once ate a crab from that show. Her name is Marion.
So the girls start arriving and stuff, and Melissa's like, before I get drunk, I just want to tell you I love you, but you're drunk. Shut up. So they're fighting. Basically, Jackie's setting herself up for this big fight she's going to have with Tree, right?
Yeah.
She's like, the reason I don't like Tree is that you just never know what you're going to get. I was like, yes, you do, minivan. She's crazy, and you're barking up a very rough tree. Okay?
A literal tree. And so now Tree enters.
You're barking up the literal wrong tree right now.
So now Tree enters with Nono. She's like, come on, Pop. She's like, oh, what is this? Place? Oh,
I want my salad in my room.
Demons everywhere. No, those are Melissa's pictures. Oh. And then,
why don't you call me?
Hi. And then a gift from the gods that I did not see coming.
What?
Whoa. Melissa, Georgia. You're 40? You're 40? I'm 20 years older than you, bitch.
You're a bitch.
And Ramona's like, Ramona's drunk. She's doing that thing where she becomes like the hula dancer on a car dashboard because she's like, whoa. You're 30? You're 40? Whoa. You're not 40. You're not 40. Like, whoa.
Like that she's always in a comic book and a speeding bullet's coming towards her and she's like,
she's like the Matrix. They're trying to keep her in the Matrix. And then it says the Chiron, and I love like an understated Chiron. It goes, Ramona, Melissa's friend.
Joe's like, what? How old are you? What? Can I touch you with my penis? What's going on? I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to see these two go out.
And Melissa's like, you're 62. She's like, whoa, excuse me. Don't add to it. She's like, whoa, don't add to it, okay? Don't add to it. All right. I'm 62, but you know what? The truth is, I'm really ageless, okay? I may be 62, but if you turn those around, it's 26, which is almost the age of my best friend / daughter, Avery, okay?
Just a side note, that was assault.
Wait, what?
You touched me. That was assault.
Oh, I thought you said that was a sauce. I was
cross
like, what?
Cross the walk. Cross the walk. It's 23rd Street. Cross.
No, because Ramona really put her hand on Melissa's face. I was like, how rude. I'm going to do it to Ronnie. Thank you for not licking my palm.
So who else? You lead me now. You lead me. I have Dole, Mel, Jack, Marg, Tree, Ramona, Mel, Jack, Ramona, Marg.
Well, they're trying to make it seem like there's gonna be something happening at this party. And
this
so,
pen was $200.
Yeah. So they're like, you know, Joe's like, I'm afraid that Tree is gonna explode tonight. And like Tree's just like, like she's like so calm and collected and everything. You know?
I hope I don't explode tonight. Hi.
Teresa enters the room.
And Marge Sr. Comes in and doesn't say hi to Margaret first. So now Marge is like, it just reminds me of being a child.
You know, it's like being a child. But...
You know, my mom, she would go to like CBGBs. She'd go to CVS. She'd go anywhere, really. And I'd be like, Mom, don't leave me. Don't leave me, Mom. And I'd like be holding onto her leg and she'd just like beat me with a Vogue magazine. I'd be like,
It reminds me of being a kid. You know, I would be at her ankles going, Mom, please don't go. And then she would still go. I'm so depressed about it. And then it's not supposed to complain about you, but it's still so depressing.
Yeah. That's why I can't hear that song. Please don't go. Please don't go. Don't go.
And then you're not supposed to talk about your stuff in your childhood. It's like, get over it. You're old.
Fuck that. The older you get, the more bitter you should get.
Yeah.
The older my parents get, the more excited I get for that moment where I'm just sitting in that bed and I just hear, beep. 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 And there's like a little machine on their finger. And I'm like, anything you want to say? Mother! Anything you want to say?
How rude.
Listen, I'm giving you a chance, is what I'm saying.
I'm giving you a chance, man.
Giving you a chance.
So then, entering the party next are none other than couple of the year, Bill and Jennifer. And Bill goes, should be fun.
I'll make sure you only have one drink.
We don't want to get too saucy.
And Melissa's like, oh my God, it's the Aidens. I need plastic surgery. Sorry, was that rude?
And Jackie, so Jackie's still having her temper tantrum. Like, I'm on Team Jackie, but she's also, like, hilariously, like, petulant about it. And she's, like, sitting in the corner, like, I don't see her. I don't see her.
Yeah, every scene. So it's only episode 3, but still Jackie, every scene, every time she sees Teresa, they just have a close-up on her going.
It's clear she's not sorry. She shouldn't be making fun of me. And basically Teresa's me at every school dance, too.
You at every school dance?
Yes.
Aww. Oh, so
it's true. It's actually true. I'm not exaggerating. That was a true insight into my childhood. No, because I would always, I think I've said it on the podcast before,
I'm
someone's
Ben's
podcast.
Hair right now. I'm brushing Ben's hair.
I used to go to the school dance and wait for the girls to ask me to dance. So I'd always be like, I guess no one wants to dance with me.
School dance. I would sit at home, like, just imagining everybody dying. A slow dance.
So,
all right.
So anyway, so
they're hey, Teresa, Jackie's here. Saying, can you talk to him? He needs her. And Marge is here, all right, to call Danielle a prostitute. I mean, Danielle. Danielle felt like she had 4 people, like, ganging up to it on her, okay?
Jennifer's like, I had an aha bulgur moment about Jackie. So I'm going to go apologize. And Teresa's nodding like, you fucking bitch, you're supposed to be my troop, right? You're my lieutenant, you know? Yeah. She's like so mad, you know? But Jennifer's also telling it to Teresa in a way like, it's cool if I apologize to Jackie, right? And Teresa's like,
Use to use.
Yeah.
And Jennifer's like, I don't like to see anybody get bulgared. Ramona, Melissa, and Teresa are... I put Ram, Mel, and Tree talk Ram. Take it away, Ben.
So basically, Ramona's now talking to Joe Gorga, and she's still, like, really, like, fishing for compliments. She goes, whoa, not bad for 62, right, Joe? Right? Right? Joe.
I do ya.
Whoa, you know what this party reminds me of? Was this one time with a little girl? Do you remember this? And I was like, whoa, I want to go to a party and I want to put my hand on everyone's mouth. And then Geraldine Parsons-Smith said, I should put my hand on your mouth because every word you say is annoying, okay? To this day, I've never put my hand on anyone's mouth except for 5 minutes ago when I put my mouth on Melissa Gorga's stupid mouth. What am I even saying anymore? I don't know. The point is this. Parties are day class A, okay? I realized midway through that I just started saying words, and I apologize. I was like, mouth on a mouth on a mouth on a mouth.
So Jen's telling Dolores, she's like, I'm going to apologize. I'm going to apologize. Dolores is like, go for it. What the fuck do I care? Go up there. Say you're sorry. Like, why is this so hard?
You think I care? I got a dad who's got plaque behind his eyes. Guess what? Plaque's only supposed to be in your teeth.
You try flossing your father's eyeballs and then tell me how sorry you are.
Yeah. You know what you should apologize for? Not going to the sale at Costco. You could have had socks.
So Dolores is like, Marge, what are the odds she's going to fuck this up? She's like, 100. So Jennifer comes up to Jackie and Jackie's like, hi.
Hi.
Jennifer's like, I just want to say, looking back on it now, you took it as me making fun of you, but I'm a comedian.
I know that when I was doing a very accurate impersonation of you, that you took it as making fun of because you don't have the same mental capacity as the rest of us. But, you know, when I see people laughing, I feed off their laughter. Because people like me, I don't know if you know that. They don't know if you know what that feels like.
I'm sorry. And Jackie's like, oh, my God, that's all I needed to hear. Enough of this. Okay, that's all I wanted. I wouldn't be hurt if I didn't fucking like you. I drive a minivan. Don't fuck with me.
I'm going to write an article about you now.
So then Dolores is like, oh, geez, look over there.
Oh, and look at this
Frank's
one.
Frank's like... She keeps taking out the stops. Like, it's not going to matter, Jackie, all right?
she's a female attorney, right? She's always going to have the last word. Female and attorney. You got the same boys?
Yeah. It's a door. It's like, you know, it's a bar. It's a door. I think I'm having a heart attack, but in my head. Oh, Dolores.
And then I just have Nono going, Grey Goose!
Grey Goose! Grey Goose!
Which is like his code. You know, remember in Game of Thrones where it's like, Sansa, if you need something, like, turn the light on in the tower. It's like, Bryn's like, that's like, Grey Goose! And like, somewhere like, Brienne of Tarth is like, he said Grey Goose, I must go save him.
So Jackie tells Marge, like, it was one of the most sincere, loving apologies ever. So then Teresa goes to get Marge. She's like,
and Jackie was apparently just about to say hi to Teresa. So when Teresa took Marge away, Jackie's like, oh, well, I was just about to. She can't even say hi to me anymore. Looks like I got another thing to go like this to.
Jackie is trying very hard, you know, so you got to give her credit. She's working. She is working. No one will work with her. That girl's like, I hate Jackie. Fuck her. But she's working, you know.
She makes Teresa squirm, and I appreciate that.
I would like to give Jackie some advice from Joe Gorga. Which is why every day I come home and I leave my work at the front door. Tomorrow, I'm going to go out and do battle. But tonight, my home is my peace. I'm there to be with my wife and kids. And I got to leave work alone. But love doesn't just conk all at home. I got to bring that love to my job every day, too. Because there's a lot of something going on. Something always costs something. And the money ain't always there. You're always jumping between deals and trying to make it happen. And you got to be a magician at work, too. Congratulations to Joe for not involving his nuts in at least three paragraphs of that note.
I think there's also a point that's worth bearing in mind. This is from Fast and Fit.
In Italian, Indivolati means furious. I love that.
So Teresa and Marge are talking and saying,
I heard your feelings was hurted when you laughed at.
And Marge is like,
yeah, because, you know, Danielle comes in after me and says he's vile things about me. All right. I mean, don't say vile things about me and then expect me not to say anything in return, because that's called consequence, Teresa. It's called consequence.
And Teresa's like,
is that like Noki?
So she's like, she basically is like,
I don't want you to think that I'm taking Danielle's side. Your friendship means a lot to me. You called her a whore. Bye.
And so Margaret's like, you know what? Okay, you know what? These are baby steps. These are baby steps. You know, it's going in the right direction. Nice baby steps. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if it talks like a duck and talks like and it walks like a duck.
No, baby steps, not duck.
If it walks like a train and quacks like a duck and flies like a bird.
Baby steps. All right.
But Teresa's advice is so hilarious because she goes,
I wouldn't let it get to me.
Like, yeah, Teresa.
So then the guys, guess what the guys are talking about? Who's banging Dolores?
Yeah.
Gorga's like, who's banging Dolores? Frank's banging them, right? Frank's banging them. Can you see? Look at him. He's banging Dolores, right?
And then Jennifer's talking about, I'm a little tipsy right now, but tipsy leads to good blowjobs, right, Bill?
And then it cuts back to Bill talking about who's banging Dolores. And he goes,
Well, I wouldn't want to accuse somebody of doing something that they're not doing. Boys, just one of the boys, hey, boys.
And then Dolores, meanwhile, is like, I've never given a blowjob. They're like, really? She goes, I'm lying like a bitch. High five, someone. Thank you, David.
David with the little legs over there.
I'm here.
So Jennifer's like, Melissa, your party is nice. I mean, a little bougie. But you know what we need to do? We need to Jamaica it up.
I put my husband's money where my mouth is.
That's something. So she's like, it's my birthday and we're going to make it. That's how I roll, motherfuckers. And then Marge is like, oh, you know, she's, oh, Aries? Are you Aries? Everyone here is an Aries. Everyone here is an Aries. And then Jackie's like, I'm a Libra. And Teresa goes, my mom's a Libra. My mom was a Libra. But it's funny because normally Libras are fun people.
Yeah, normally Libras are nice.
I don't get it. Jackie's like,
So then it's Melissa's birthday party, so we have to have a speech. So it's like, ding, 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 stuck my dick in somebody. All right, everybody listening? Everybody listening? But if they need to toss papers, I knew I wanted them to do it with a smile. Because that's what my dad taught. By the way, every other line is my dad taught me. Every other line. Because that's what my dad taught us, that you shouldn't go to work with a frown on your face. It's like, have you seen what show you're on? There are a lot of people in this world who would kill to have your job, even if you have the worst job in the world. There's someone out there with no job at all. I mean, that's my goal. Anybody else? That's why in those early days of landscaping, I got the roots. I got the clients. I got the opportunities. Because I was out there every day on my rickety lawnmower with a smile on my face, huh? I asked, how you doing? I enjoyed my job even when it was hard or exhausting. Or I was driving a lawnmower across town, even when my nuts were up around my ankles. Even when I couldn't breathe out the nuts coming out of my ears. I made work fun. Even when it was heartbreaking, even when I was sticking my poison in mailboxes because I couldn't find the woman to take it. Happy birthday, Mel. That book is actually very inspiring.
It's very
so
inspiring.
Well done, Joe.
And I guess we should probably maybe wrap up with some more, one last piece of advice from Teresa. All right. She has a chapter called Sex It Up, Romantic Meals.
Oh, Jesus, just be quiet. Be quiet with your gnocchi in your vagina.
I know what you're thinking. Sexy does not belong next to the woods chickpea and chad.
That's literally what I was thinking. That is crazy.
And basically, Melissa turns on display, on display. And they dance. And she's come far. And we have.
She has not come far. She's still playing on display at her birthday party. That's like the definition of never moving.
It's the definition of everything in her boutique on display forever, but never sold. Anyway, and that is the
end.
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Thank you guys so much for sitting through
Crap is Giving. Thank you, Hannah and Kate. Good night, everyone.
Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more. Feel your eyelids getting. Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of. When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
Hello to Hey You, home to the most binge-worthy reality TV shows.
It's reality 100%.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Snapped, and over 250 more. Ready to stream or download in the palm of your hand.
It just makes everything better.
See it here first with loads of new episodes same day as the US.
I love that.
Hey You, reality on demand. Download the app to get your 1 month free.